Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello again. Welcome back to another episode of Smell You Later.
Yay.
Your favorite podcast about scent and smells.
And our favorite podcast about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Our favorite receptacle for all of our inner turmoil.
Please. I'm happy to be back.
So happy, always. Tynan and I had the distinct pleasure of being wined and dined by the House of Mugler. Mm-hmm. Do you say Mugler or Mugler?
I say Mugler.
Mugler?
Yeah.
Mugler.
To the hard R.
Mugler. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of the Cardi B lyric, and that's how I'm like, oh, that's right.
Right.
When she's like, take me out, this Mugler. And I was like, yeah, that's how you say it.
That's your reference.
That's my reference for how to pronounce Mugler.
Hey, there are worse references to have.
We are wined and dined by Mugler for the Billie Eilish show because, ironically, Willow Smith is the face of Mugler, but she pulled out, did not perform.
Willow Smith was supposed to be opening for Billie.
Yeah.
So Mugler took a bunch of editors and influencers to the show, and then Willow pulled out last minute. But
why? They, I really wouldn't
know. No one knows. But they still brought us. Shout out to them for keeping it, because it was really fun.
I don't think they could have gotten their money back at that point.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's a sunk cost.
We were in
the Lexus suite.
Thank you. I was like, how do I not sound like a fucking asshole? This private suite at Madison Square Garden. It was very nice.
It is the only way. Yeah. Like, fuck, I'm spoiled.
For shows, I mean, for any show, especially a big pop show, I have really good luck with getting really good seats like day before for not a ton of money. So I like being close if I'm going to be in like a shit show like that. Mm-hmm. But we were a little farther back, but my God, it was worth it.
It's like an opera house seat. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like.
We had a lot of space. There was a lot of food,
there's
a lot of
so
booze.
Much shrimp.
Yeah. It was so funny. They sent us Lyft codes, and I live close enough that I didn't need transportation, but I was like, bitch, it's windy. I'm getting a car. Yeah. And my car was a little late, and then Sable's was even later, and she was texting me, and she was like, I hope there's still food when I get there.
That's all I care about.
That's all you care about. I was like, Sable, there will be food. It's a PR event.
I don't know why that was. I don't know. You know me. I don't leave the house.
You know.
This was like a big going out event, and honestly, I had a lot of anxiety about it, and I was like, actually going to be like, no, I can't like mentally go to a huge fucking concert in the arena.
Yeah.
Like, I hate crowds. But then you were like, it's in a suite and we all have to get tested. Like, we all have to present a negative test the day of. So, and I was like, okay.
All right. Yeah. So that was my second time at MSG. My first was very recently when I went to Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah.
I took Fran, my non-sexual life partner, because we both love her last album. We're like the only two people on earth who like it. And it was his birthday. And I was like, you know, like, I don't know, I can miss the show that I want to see, or I could just go and wear a mask. And we did. It was like, I'm really, really happy that I went. And I'm happy that we went last night. I was in the car and I was like, I'm so hungry. I too hope there's food, because I will be drinking free booze.
And yes.
It's like, I cannot black out in front of this PR firm that hates me anyway.
Yes. So, you know, PR that hates me.
No, it was so much fun. I was so glad that we went. Oh my God. And I texted Sable at noon. And I was like, girl, I'm glamming so hard tonight.
Oh, yes.
And you were like, so am I. I've already started.
Yes. At like noon, I was like, I've begun.
Wait, what was the shimmer on your eyes last night? The green?
Oh, it was one of those like sheer iridescent things from the Pat McGrath bronze.
Fuck.
Bronze mothership.
Damn it. Okay.
It's the one with the reddish shades in
that them. Looked so good. I kept meaning to ask you that all night.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to, that is all I do these days, is I sit at home and do my stupid little eye makeup and then tee hee at myself in the mirror at the end.
Yeah. We both turned it. My tits were out.
Yes, they were. It's giving me glare.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even sort of like realize that. I wore the,
cutout
bike unitard with the cutouts and this gigantic blazer over it. And I was like, I am giving a Mugler fantasy.
Yes, you are.
It all came together.
Yeah. They had bottles of Alien Goddess all around the little pod we were in. And part of me is like, who's stealing these like by the end of the night?
The suite itself was a good size. I don't know, probably like 35 by 35 feet, whatever.
Yeah,
like
it was pretty big.
A one bedroom size.
Yeah.
There were at least 178 bottles of Mugler, Alien, Angel, Fantasy, whatever the fuck it was. Yeah.
People were like throwing stuff on the stage at Billy, and I was like, we're not going to throw a bottle. Just throwing a bottle of Mugler, Alien, Angel. From the height we were at,
did not even cross my mind.
Well, I always
not she weird. Died.
Like that was dark. Like you see people like fans throwing gifts on the stage, mm-hmm. and part of me is like, that's kind of dangerous because what if she trips on them,
right.
or what if someone with a malintent throws something dangerous?
Right.
Of course, me, I'm always like disaster thinking.
Totally.
And I was like, so anybody could just technically assault a pop star as their like that's so scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird.
Yeah, there was one part where didn't someone faint?
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody fainted in like the front pit and she was like, security, can you do your job and help this person? And I was like, again, like we're going to hear from Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. That was so fun.
That was really fun.
PR situations are still touch and go right now. People are like, brands are like, so we're being very COVID conscious, but we are having a 500 person event. In a closet space.
I know.
How does that sound? I'm like, not good, bitch. Yeah. Like, stop. There's a lot of brunches right now. A lot of like, because I like COVID doesn't happen before brunch apparently. Yep. So it's like
only that, sundown.
Yeah. There's rooftop things, I guess.
Yeah.
At some places, it's also February. So all that to say, this was like a nice situation to.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do an event that is relatively safe in times like this?
You don't just send the product.
I guess you don't.
Not complaining though. We had a really good time last night.
I did appreciate though that everybody had to be vaccinated and test negative.
I will. Yeah.
That made me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
So maybe they should do that for a minute.
Same. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I know that like the rapid tests are a little hit or miss, but I did feel okay. And there were 20 people in our suite and we all got tested day of. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Fine.
Yeah.
I did want to see this show. So
yeah.
It was so good. Like,
well, this is how I die. This is how I go.
If I leave through Casey on the floor with all the masses, all the unwashed masses.
Yeah. The unwashed masses. The proletariat. Oh
my God. I did feel like Julius Caesar in that suite. Like,
I
looking
truly
down.
Did. I felt like those two grumpy Muppets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marley and Marley.
Yeah.
I don't think that's our name, but that's
even though, like, I feel like we were very, there were like a couple people who were just like, why isn't she changing her costume?
Oh my God. This kid sat next to Sable and he was so mad that Billie was not doing a costume change. I was like, she's Billie Eilish. What do you want?
Yeah.
Like,
that's not the girl who
she's
does
in a
that.
Huge t-shirt and bike shorts. She looks cute. And she's also like not leaving the stage for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like she's singing live.
Yeah.
Any questions? Shut up.
I don't think he got it.
I don't think he got it either. No. I was like, I could tell he like wouldn't stop talking to Sable about it. And I was like, this is so funny. Cause like you gave him less and less every time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, she's going
to
hit you.
I was just like, bro, I don't know what to tell you. Like you want to go down and complain? Yeah. Like, right, I don't know what to tell you.
It's giving misogyny.
I was just like, I think you think you're at a different show.
Yeah.
Mostly that.
At least the mic is on.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Come on.
At least the mic is on. Mostly I was just like, I'm here for free.
Yeah.
So I will take what I can get. And if that's bike shorts and knee pads, sure.
Sure.
That's the price of free. Anyway, speaking of proletariat, I'm kidding.
Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
What did I do? I guess so. It was really low key. I don't think I did anything.
Nice.
Wait, how long? That was last week.
I guess so, yeah. Last Monday.
Yeah. That's chill.
Good. I love that.
Yeah. Did you do anything?
I went out to dinner with Fran.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I had gotten, so that weekend I was home and my friends had the Tynan's Valentine's Day ball and that was really fun. And because it's.
It looked really fun.
It's a party about me.
Yeah.
And everyone wore pink. It was great. And yeah, I flew in. My flight got canceled on Sunday night. I was supposed to be back Sunday night late, but I got.
Oh, that was a blizzard.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I got back Monday morning really early, which is like even worse.
I hate a red eye.
My God. I was on no sleep. I went straight from the airport home, showered, put on makeup quick, and then went to work, was there by like 11. I was just like sort of running on fumes. I felt like a fucking graham cracker. It was terrible. But it was Fran's birthday, and I missed it because I went home. So we went out. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still Valentine's Day season. I don't care.
I was just like doing errands and they had the half off heart shaped chocolate boxes. So I bought one. I was like, sure.
Sure.
And I was like, God, these are so terrible. It's like, you know, the cheap kind that's like every, for some reason, they're all liquid inside.
Ew,
it's like all a liquid filling, which I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why do they keep doing liquids?
Yeah.
It's not sexy.
No, no.
You bite into it and it immediately drips down your chin. You're like,
maybe that's the, I don't know.
I don't know.
But now it's, Easter has replaced Valentine's Day and like, in like the Targets.
Oh yeah.
He is risen, girls.
The candy. He shall rise again. We're not even doing like what comes before Lent. Straight up to Easter. The yeah. peeps are out.
Right. The peeps are, it's peep season.
I wonder if Peeps have ever made like a fragrance. Where's the Peeps Beauty Collab?
The Peeps Beauty Collab happened last year.
Okay.
With Hip Dot.
That's right. Yeah. I was like, that feels familiar to me.
Yeah.
They've gotten to Peeps. When will they stop?
I'm sure, yeah, Peeps fragrance is soon to come. And you know what? I'd wear
it. Marshmallow. Because it would just smell like marshmallow.
Marshmallow. Yeah.
Ooh,
come on.
I kind of want it. Somebody sent us, Hannah, one of our Australian fans, sent us a Tim Tam fragrance.
Oh.
And yes. I was like, whoa, of course they made a Tim Tam for, I mean, obviously it's like regionally relevant. Mm-hmm. As Rachel says, I controversially love Australians. So of course I know about Tim Tams.
Sure, sure.
They're kind of just like, they're almost like, what's that chocolate bar that's like cookie, nougat, and then chocolate? I don't know.
Oh, that's like one big wafer?
Yeah.
Nope, I don't know.
No, I was going to say a Kit Kat, but then I was like, it's a little more graham crackery than that.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It's, I mean, the fucking candy.
Tim Tams are great, but like,
I don't know what that is.
It's so, like a chocolate cookie.
It's a cookie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. Like a Keebler Elf cookie.
Okay.
But it's an Australian thing, and you do a Tim Tam Slam. It's kind of like a Jaeger Bomb, but with a cookie and milk.
I think you mean Sake Bomb.
Sake Bomb?
Yeah.
Or a Jaeger, Jaeger Bomb.
I guess it's Jaeger and Red Bull.
A beverage bomb.
It's a highway to hell.
Yeah. It's a thing you shouldn't do with food, but people like to do it with food for laughs.
People like need to not... I do that in general.
Yes,
anytime I'm like getting sushi and someone has the audacity to like do a sake bomb and like bang on the table and like sound like gunshots. Not people with me, yeah. But like just people in public.
Yeah. Around.
I'm like, you gotta rethink all this.
I don't know. I'm not a drinker, so I physically cannot, even if I wanted to, I could not participate, but I just, the culture of it.
Yeah. I mean, I am a drinker, but like it doesn't all have to be like that.
Yeah.
Drink in peace.
Do other countries have the type of drinking culture we have where it's competitive and aggressive and like you're trying to skate as close to death as possible?
No, because other countries, it's not as like taboo. They have a healthier relationship with alcohol.
Yeah.
You start drinking earlier. Mm. And so it's not something that like has ever been kept from
right,
you.
Right.
So it's not something that like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You need to like
it's not experience. As like fratty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Toxic drinking cultures. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, it's for the youths who can have hangovers or who don't get hangovers.
Right.
Or have like it for an hour and they like eat a bacon, egg, and cheese and they're fine.
Yeah, exactly. These days I fucking like walk past a vodka soda. I'm hungover for 3 days. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Just fine. I don't drink like I used to. It's all good.
You don't have youth on your side.
No, I don't have youth on my side.
That shiny new liver.
Yeah, sure.
Just in general, I'm like, just enjoy food and a drink. Mm-hmm. You don't have to stuff them in one and gulp it down.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I went on that rant. Oh, because of the peeps. Anyway.
Yes, it's fine. Have you seen, not to like go down this rabbit hole, but like this is like Tim Tam adjacent. So like everyone is coming out with some sort of beauty collection
mm-hmm.
right now. So like I know that there's like every celebrity skincare and makeup brand, sure, fine, but we're seeing Barstool Sports has a grooming collection.
What?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like big. It's for men, obviously, and it's like skin and hair, I believe.
Okay.
It's like a lot of SKUs. And then you may not be familiar with them, but there's this fiber brand marketed toward gay men.
Okay.
And they just put out a
like
skin...
fiber as in fiber you eat?
Yeah.
Oh, for pooping?
Yes, Sable. And they just put out a skincare collection.
Okay.
And Andrew Christian, which is also an underwear brand marketed for gay men, also does skin. But like...
I feel like it's all of their investors being like, do it. It makes money.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
I get it. I get what's happening. I get that it sucks. I don't really think that there's, you know, a point in critiquing it or bitching about it because I'm sure it's all like white labeled shitty and going to flop in under a year. But it's the Barstool Sports thing that really rubs me the wrong way because I'm like, I want you to go through your entire catalog of all of your shows and clip out everything you've ever said about one,
yeah,
beauty, makeup, skincare, mm-hmm. a woman, an mm-hmm. entrepreneur, you know what I mean? And like, do a what do you call that, like a supercut
yeah.
of just like what your men think about beauty,
yeah,
and where you think it's okay to like come into this space, because it's like, this is not for you.
I'd be curious to see the marketing materials for that.
I can show you.
Okay.
It's bad.
No, really?
it's not as cringe as you think. Oh, actually, I think it is. I think it's really stupid. Anyway, it's just like I'm constantly fascinated by like who's allowed to be here and who's not. You know what I mean? Like I said, and not to bring it back to this because it's, I guess it's different, or maybe it's not, but like the celebrities who immediately get dragged for doing beauty, and like the Harry Styles who don't, and why. And then like the Barstool Sports who, you know, are them mm-hmm. suddenly doing it. Yeah. I don't know. And I guess no one's like welcoming them with open arms. But again, it's like, where do you fit in here? And who thinks, yeah. What gives you the right?
Venture capitalist.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. You know what I mean? I'm like,
I think it'd be really funny if Barstool Sports came out with a skincare line that was one product and it was just dish soap. Or like a bar of soap.
Right.
And they're like, this is our skincare line. Use it for everything.
Right. That would at least be funny.
It would be funny. Right. Yeah. This is a bar of soap. Because boys. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, hire me to do your advertising.
Yeah, we'll consult for you, dude.
Yeah, we'll consult for you.
Yeah, we'll tell you to not do that shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of like when Old Spice kind of pivoted to kind of poke fun at itself.
Yeah.
And like, they did it really well.
I agree.
So part of me is just like, okay, your move, Barstool Sports? Like, what?
Yeah.
You could have like really, you could have done something with it that was cheeky and self-aware, yeah. but instead you chose to be cringe.
I'm just like, who asked for this?
I don't know.
And I'm the first person to be like, don't bitch about celebrity brands. It's stupid. Like, no one cares. It doesn't affect you. Like, we're going to be buying the same shit anyway, yeah. whether like a celebrity is selling it to us or like Morphe. But oh, like, yeah.
Like, if you want to bitch about celebrity brands, like, bitch about P&G.
Yeah.
Bitch about Unilever.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, all of those huge conglomerates mm-hmm. just buying everybody.
Right. But now it's like, that I'm fine with, but I'm not fine with all this. Like, we got to draw the line somewhere. We can't. Sometimes gatekeeping made some points. You know what I mean?
Sometimes some gates need to be kept.
Honestly. And I'll be the one to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oui. It's fine.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Okay, I was hoping you weren't gonna ask. Because
we just pivot our entire structure.
Our entire format.
I just decided.
Because you're gonna beat my ass for this one.
Oh.
I know that we have differing opinions uh-huh. about this, and that's okay. We celebrate that. I'm wearing a fragrance from Sniff. And I know that you don't fuck with it, and that's okay, but I do think
they threw the first stone on me.
We got a snow squall warning until 3:45.
What the fuck's a squall?
Bitch, do you remember the last squall? I do. It was crazy.
It sounds like
I was
scream.
In an Uber.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is how I go. I'm getting swept away on 8th Wait. Avenue. It's like a really yeah. intense snowstorm. That's snow like a snap.
Squall. Wow.
At least we're safe and sound in here.
Yeah. I have food. Don't worry.
Okay. Okay. So what I will say is from what you've told me. Okay, wait. We're not giving anyone any context. Sniff is, you probably already know,
Sniff
they're like
with one F.
A direct to consumer fragrance brand. You've probably seen them on Instagram. They're like the clear beige bottles, which is a choice. I think Sable doesn't like them for her own reasons.
They gave me a rash.
Well, yeah, one gave her a rash, which like, okay, yes, fuck that. But I do think that like from our brief conversation about it on Friday, you are taking all of the like
I really went off
the oh my God all the things that we don't like about all direct to consumer brands and putting them all in Sniff, and I don't think that they're doing all those things.
Okay, fair. To be fair, I don't really look at them.
I think honestly what they're doing is pretty straight to the point and consumer friendly, so like I kind of dig it. But yeah, I texted Sable about Sniff because I was like, they just came out with a new collection of 3 scents. I shockingly really, not shockingly maybe, but like I really like them all, and I wish one hadn't given you a rash so I could like recommend them to you. And she read me my rights. The text kept rolling in, and I was like, I was just saying they were good. I was like, are you mad at me?
I was mad at something. I'm sure. And then you texted me at like the wrong time, and I was like, and another thing.
I was like, okay, noted. You were like that Kirby at the whiteboard.
Yes.
Anyway, so I was like, let me not open this can of whoop ass on our own podcast. But I was like, no, like, these are fragrances. It's a fragrance podcast, and I really do like them. So let me just run through this real quick. Uh-huh. I'm wearing them. They released three new scents called Burning Bridges, LOL, which I love, Show Pony, and Natural Talent. And I've worn all of their scents, and they're all fine. These I actually really, really like. Today, I am wearing Natural Talent because I like it a lot. You know how like peach is sort of having a moment in fragrance, mm-hmm. starting with Bitter Peach, and then we had the Rebel fragrance, and there's the new Victor and Rolf flower bomb, something or other, with a peach note
it's
in
like
it.
It's like Orchid Ruby.
Yeah.
Ruby Orchid,
I think.
Yeah.
There's one more. This one I thought was a peach scent. It's not, but it's like apricot and clementine, so like close. And apricot's basically a peach, right?
Sure.
Yeah, they're on the peach train. Natural Talent is apricot, jasmine, suede, osmanthus, clementine, sandalwood, and cistus. It's just nice. It's a warm, spicy, peachy scent, and I really like it. It's like bright, but has a lot of depth to it too. It's I think it's like better than Bitter Peach. I think a lot of peach scents that I have smelled are, and it's great. It's a $65. You can try it. If you don't like it, you can send it back because they send you a little teeny vial to smell first.
Oh yeah, that is pretty smart.
It is smart. I really genuinely like it. I also really like the other two. Burning Bridges is already sold out. They will restock it soon, I'm sure. I think the name is selling that one, which I love.
Yeah,
that to me is like if you took Flower Bomb and smoked it, not like a blunt, like a smoked vanilla.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
If you took Flower Bomb and set it on fire, that's what Burning Bridges is, in a very, very good way. Mm-hmm. And then Show Pony has a bunch of like black tea, saffron, vetiver, sandalwood, bergamot, plum. It's just a warm, deep, also like sweet, plush fragrance. I don't know. They're all really good. And what I do like about this one, the one that I'm wearing, is that it smells like a glittery body lotion that came with a Barbie that I had when I was in like single digits. I was very young.
Yeah.
And it was for like the lotion was for the Barbie and for me.
Yes.
And I was so just like walking around with like sharp hexagons of micas on me, but it smelled just like this. I don't know. They're all really good. We can feel however we feel about Sniff. I'm just saying that their new collection is really good to me.
It's a cute brand. I mean, sure.
I'm not writing for them. We were going to have them on the show, and then they gave Sable a rash and we canceled.
Yeah.
To be fair, a Maison Francis Kirk Dijon scent right after you got that rash gave me a really bad rash.
Yeah.
So it's like,
who's to say?
I don't think it comes down to formula or, you know, I don't know. It's just like your skin is an organ and we all react differently to things. And yes. So I like that. Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
I smell like the thing I've been raving about all week on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Diaz and Durga pistachio.
Oh, pistachio. Right.
It was one of their studio juices that they're like hype drops.
Super limited runs, yeah.
Yeah, they do 100 bottles. There's like no lead up. It's just like the day of it launches, they post all the shit about it online. Mm-hmm. They only have a couple bottles in each store, and they all tend to sell out within the day.
Really quickly.
Like within the first day. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's nice. I'll take a little stroll to the Williamsburg store in my neighborhood and give it a sniff. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't expecting to purchase it. Mm-hmm. But I was enraptured upon first sniff. And then I was like, put it on the plastic.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it later.
It's a write-off.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I thought. It's a write-off. I don't know what I was expecting because like playfully, all of the copy for it was just like the notes for like top, middle,
pistachio,
and bottom.
Pistachio,
yeah, it was just pistachios like over and over and over again. So I was like, oh, that's funny. And then when I smelled it on my skin, I was like, yo, that is patchouli.
But is it
like,
funny though? If you want me to spend $250 on this at the drop of a hat, I'm like, tell me what the fuck.
That's the cheekiness of it.
Ugh.
It doesn't tell you shit. Well, okay, fragrance copywriting never tells you
shit. I know, but like an effort.
Yeah, but I guess because it was so silly is like why I thought it was clever.
These things sell themselves anyway. They don't.
Oh yeah, completely.
But like,
I mean, I love pistachio flavored
anything.
Which is funny because to me, I'm like, you don't taste like pistachio nuts. It's like a whole, it's like the way grape flavor things don't really taste like grapes.
Oh, right, right.
Until I realized that the grape flavor that they're based off of are Concord grapes, not like the red and green grapes you get at the store. Also, I realize in America, it's like our produce is trash, so we don't know what things taste like.
Right.
But yeah, I love anything pistachio flavored. That's not a pistachio. This is like an elevated artisanal, I guess, interpretation of that pistachio flavor and scent because it's super earthy. Mm-hmm. Like I got like a hit of patchouli as soon as I like sprayed it on my wrist. I was like, whoa. It's really earthy, really smoky, and kind of traditionally masculine. Like there's like a almost a tinge of booziness to it. Mm-hmm. Like this like ambrous or resinous kind of boozy.
It's worth noting too that this is their first and only gourmand.
Is it?
That's what they said.
I didn't clock that.
I don't think I'm picking that up. I think that they said that we don't do gourmands in this stuff.
Which
does make sense because they don't really.
They don't do, they have the one, those candles that are gourmand.
Right, right. Breakfast Leipzig is super gourmand.
Yeah, which I love. And honestly, I'm like, make that a fragrance.
Please make that a fragrance. Yeah. This is kind of, I'm smelling it out of the atomizer, which it does smell different, but it's almost like kind of cocoa-y too.
It's a little, it's very herbaceous and there's only, like from the right from the spritz, there's almost like a little bit of like an absinthe-y quality to it. Like I get that like liquor, like that green licorice kind of thing. Yeah.
Like anise.
But it's super earthy. It's super like nutty and just very complex and round.
Mm.
But yeah, it's great. Am I happy I spent? I don't mind, honestly.
Yeah.
I think like fragrance is the one thing that it's like, I'm trying to think like what are things that people spend like stupid amounts of money on? Willingly, like sneakers maybe. Yeah, wine. This is like my version of like being a sneakerhead is being a fragrance head.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah
that's actually a good way to look at that.
Yeah,
you get more longevity out of this.
That's true.
You know,
I guess you can't really resell fragrances.
Well,
but you can collect them.
True.
So yeah, and the people at the store were super nice. Shout out to Joey.
Hey Joey.
Like as soon as I walked in, it's a really small store. So you walk in, you're facing the counter, and then there's like a long table in the center of the room with all the fragrances. As soon as I walked in, I think there was like one other person there, but like behind the counter, Joey was like, are you here to smell pistachio? And I was like, how did you know?
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then he's like, are you Sable Young? I was like, how did you know? I was like, we're both wearing masks.
Right. I got to go there and pick up El Cosmico because I'm still coveting that.
Oh, yeah. I nabbed a sample of it. It's so good.
Yeah. I think once it starts to get warm, I'm going to grab that.
It's like the perfect incense-y, like Palo Santo-y copal.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, it's just like smells like the stratosphere.
Are we thinking of the same one?
I don't think so.
It smells like hella incense-y to me.
I don't think we're talking about the same one.
Okay, maybe not.
I do love an incense scent, though.
Yeah.
I would like to have a discussion with DS and Darko because I'm sick and fucking tired of these studio juice drops.
What?
Like, can you make something permanent, please?
Okay.
Like, I would love pistachio to be a part of their core. Like,
okay. I think it should be. I think it would do really well if it was.
Like, I get the hype about a drop, but like, I feel like they haven't added a core offering to their fine fragrances in the last while, but they've done like a shit ton of studio juice drops.
I'm
and it's like,
to think.
I wanted to smelt them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Saint Vetiver was one of the newer ones.
That is permanent though, right?
Yes. Okay. That's a permanent one. Jasmine Yucatan is also a new permanent edition, but I think that was actually originally made in collaboration with Opening Ceremony. And then I guess they just, well, Opening Ceremony is no more, RIP. But then they just brought it into their permanent collection.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
It's cool. I just like, I do like the idea. And when they started doing it, I was really excited. But then I feel like it's like all they started doing. And I was like, if it's that limited of a drop, no one's getting the chance to smell it. And you're all buying them sight unseen. And I get the scarcity angle. I get the hype beast of it all. But I'm like, I would like to engage with this. I would love to engage with pistachio as well. And if it wasn't for you buying it, I would never have smelled it.
I also think, and if I remember correctly, from our DS and Jerga episode, David was saying that the studio juices give him the freedom to formulate using whatever high quality level of ingredients because it's such a small batch.
Right.
So there is a chance that like if that was to become part of the permanent collection, like the ingredients are so expensive that it would have to be like unreasonably expensive to carry it or something like that.
Right.
I mean, that might just be one reasoning, but I feel like no other fragrance brands do like a supreme hype drop like
No.
that.
No.
And the fact that it works, that so many people buy a 50 milliliter, $250 fragrance sight unsmelled in 24 hours is pretty impressive.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
I just like, I guess I just mean like, I like the brand so much and I want to be able to like,
You're like, I want access to that. Exactly. And I fucking can. Yeah, that sucks. Although part of me, because like they say there's only 100 bottles, but part of me is like, did you make a little extra?
More than 100 bottles,
yeah, there's a little extra in the back there.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. But I'm glad I got it.
Speaking of expensive fragrances, we need to have a talk.
We do.
About what even is it?
It's the classism for me.
It's the. So this started off on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
It's just how to smell.
Perfume talk.
It's the idea of like how to smell rich.
Yeah. You will often see hashtags or the little title screens that say how to smell expensive. Okay. That's a big one. How to smell like a rich bish. Mm-hmm. Bish spelled B-I-S-H.
Cut always. That out.
Or, how to smell classy, which is...
They're all sort of ill to me.
Yeah, but classy is the most offensive to me, I think. Yeah. And like that category like pops off.
And like I get it, but I don't. And I
get it. I just don't think it's it. Like I get why people do it, but I also think it's like not only tone deaf, I don't even think it's accurate.
Yeah, I think it's the tone deafery of it.
Yeah.
For me. And I because we talk by we, I mean like Beauty at Large talks so much about like democratizing beauty and accessibility and inclusivity and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, people get on TikTok and it's like how to smell rich. And then like editors get a hold of it and start assigning out these pieces. Yeah. And it's like, it's sitting weird to me. And like, I get the humor in it in the winky moment. And
I think it's far beyond that though. Like, I think maybe originally it was like a little cheeky, but I think now people are actually doing it in earnest.
That, and that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like I get the joke, but I think the joke has stopped being a joke.
Yes. You know? The joke has become real. It's the metaverse has become the verse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's so funny to me that no, I feel like most of the people posting this shit in earnest also like are not necessarily rich themselves.
Which is
the funniest and most ironic part, I guess. But it's like the idea of wealth from a working to middle class perspective, roughly speaking.
Yeah.
Sorry. Which is very different.
I'm trying to think through this and not shoot my mouth off. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like to me, it's like when we say this, what are we saying? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't think people have actually nailed that yet.
And I don't know. Just like all of beauty to me, this made so much more sense in my head before I started talking about it. I'm sorry. So much of beauty to me is like the high low, you know, and sort of liking things because you like them and because they work and they work for you and your routine and not just because of the price tag.
Yeah.
And it's what I don't like about Dossier doing bootlegs of fragrances and saying if you like Tom Ford Lost Cherry you'll love this, and sort of implying that the only things of value are the things with a gigantic price tag, because that's not true, especially in beauty, especially in fragrance, when you know the fragrance production costs and the overhead are so low that it's like by and large we're all buying the same shit.
Oh, truly.
I don't care if it's $500 or like at a Bath and Body Works price point, like it's all the same juice, girls. I don't love like putting, it's even the brands who still put like opulence on a pedestal and sort of, has this been released yet? Because I'm going to reference something, but I'm not sure it's available and I don't want to shoot my mouth off. Sorry. Also, sidebar, the fact that Fenty Beauty is going to Ulta, it just thrills me to no end. So, okay. For example, in Beauty Project,
with two N's.
I-N-N, yeah. Forgive me for saying it
as
like
in
this, but
the
it's...
the inn where Joseph and Mary
No
stayed.
Room at the inn.
Yes.
Right.
No room at the inn.
Inn Beauty Project is what many would call a Gen Z skincare brand. It's pretty straightforward, really affordable. By and large, products are pretty good. They just released a moisturizer that the price point's a little higher, and I will say the formula is very good. I'm obsessed with it, but they keep calling it the Bentley of moisturizers, and I'm like,
that's not possible.
What are you saying? Like, to your 16-year-old consumer that like,
does not track,
most likely doesn't know what a Bentley is. Yeah. No disrespect, but it's like, that's one, not language that consumers really understand. Not to say that they don't understand it, but like, you know, it's not saying anything.
It's not saying anything. Mostly, I just don't think it's in line with the rest of their marketing.
It's not, and it's like,
so that's why it doesn't track.
No, it's not, and I don't think it makes a ton of sense. And even if like you do make the connection, it's like, well, what is this telling me? You know what I mean? And it sucks.
I think it's like, this is very good and luxurious.
Sure, but like then find a different fucking way to say, I don't know. It's like, it's weird to name check another brand when you're trying to sell your brand's product, even if it's not the same category. I don't know. Yeah. It's just, to me, it's like, rubs me the wrong way. The whole like
aspirations of wealth.
Yeah, it's the Bentley. Like, okay, like just tell me your product's good and like the reason that I want it.
It's not even like wealth necessarily. It's the flashiness. It's like the conspicuous consumerism of wealth. Like super, super like obscenely rich people, like you don't know who they are because they are absconded in their rich privacy. You don't even know who they are. Like the Jeff Bezos of the world, not for nothing, like that dude's nouveau riche.
Yeah,
so of course he's flashy as hell.
Right,
people who are like generationally wealthy, they're quiet about it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's sort of like, I feel like beauty's adjacency to opulence is not as crazy as it was in like 2015. I think we've pulled back from like the Jeffree Star of it all, but which is why I think this is getting weirder to me, that so much of what's happening on like fragrance socials and fragrance TikTok and everything is just how to smell rich and why. And like,
there's no why. There's like there's like rarely ever an explanation. It's just how to smell rich and then a couple slideshow photos of perfume bottles.
It's like what about it? Just like how to smell good, or like how to smell. And like I sound like such a fucking old guy saying that, and I'm sorry, but I just don't like that.
Like, also, like, no offense, but have you smelled rich people? I used to be a cater waiter at a fancy ass country club on Long Island when I grew up. They smell bad. Like, I'm not gonna lie, but a lot of them are just like sweating vodka martinis out of their pores. Mm-hmm. They're also like, you know, old ass rich people. And then they just, you know, kind of smell like the old Shalimars and the Chanel number fives and, you know, the classics.
Yeah.
Which to me always reads as like a bit old lady-ish.
Yeah.
Because that's my experience of smelling them. But yeah.
I guess,
like, I don't think these girls saying on TikTok want to smell that type of rich.
Yeah, I'm just like, is this what we're all gunning for? Is just to like, I don't know. I
think some people are, because beauty is more than just an aesthetic. Totally. It's an expression and an experience
and an aspiration.
Yes, and like the experiential part of beauty is like that, where that lives. Where people just want to smell, quote, what they think is rich.
I guess it's not like cool to me or new
interesting. It's absolutely not
or
cool.
Unique.
None or like of those things.
A new thought.
No, it's like super basic.
I don't know.
It's the basicness of it all.
It's like, I don't know, dude. It's the, when you say how to look like you have glass skin, I understand what that means. And I understand why that's different than like, I don't know. Textures are like dry skin.
Glass skin, there's an image.
Yes, exactly.
There's a bullseye. Yes, there's a bullseye.
There's an end point and a finish line.
Mm-hmm.
How
still highly unattainable.
Right.
But at least there's an image.
There's something to go for. To get like the keratin treatment at home or like the dupe for this or that. Yeah. Like, sure. Good, sleek, healthy hair. I got that.
Right.
But rich, like wealth is just an idea.
It's an idea. Yes.
And I guess like all of beauty is an idea. Sure.
Remember the whole rich girl hair trend? That was very, very short lived because everyone was like, what the hell are you doing?
What was it?
It was literally just shiny brunette hair.
Right,
long feminine length brunettes with like a nice blowout. That's all it was. And it was how to get rich girl hair. And like, it was okay. It was like, to be more specific, there was like a little bit of a bend in it. Like there was those kind of effortless looking waves that are definitely created by heat styling, but just very glossy. It's just nice hair. Yeah. But they started calling it rich girl hair. I think, was it Chris Appleton who did? That sounds like a Chris Appletonism.
He could hit.
He could hit.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'll allow it.
He's fine.
He's very fine.
Jesus
Christ. I actually remember when I was at Allure and one of the social media girls like became his best friend after a shoot, and he would FaceTime her at all times of the day. It was really funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'd be in the back like, take your shirt off.
Yeah. And then apparently he has like, I don't know, it's getting way too personal.
Please, go on.
Like, he has children.
This is a legend.
Like, biological children.
This is a legend.
With a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And she, it was really funny because she had this, like, she still has, I think she's still the same boyfriend. But she's like, it's getting really bad because my boyfriend is getting jealous of the time we spent together.
That's so funny.
Even though he's like, I think Chris Appleton is now gay, or he has like a long-term partner who's a man.
Is he gay or just hot? Or is it just Mario?
I don't know.
Because they're always together.
That's true. Maybe. I don't know. Why not? So it's just really funny to feel like my boyfriend's getting jealous of my new gay friend.
You.
Yeah. But also it's like he flew to Coachella like with him for free. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Rich girl hair. I guess like, yeah, it's a cheeky moniker for that, like, hair color and hairstyles, I feel like, always have some weird,
yep,
like, cheeky thing that doesn't really make sense. Like remember when hair color was all about, like, food?
Yes.
Like cinnamon bun highlights and, like, yeah, pumpkin spice hair.
Please.
And I remember at Allure, we always had to write about that shit.
But
it popped off. Like, people clicked the shit out of
that
stuff.
That's the thing. And I was,
yeah,
just going to say, like, you know, publications, and I say this being a part of them,
yeah,
love shit like that.
Yeah, they love like a trendy moniker.
Trend, because, yeah, you're right, it gets clicks.
Yeah,
it's timely, it's trendy, yeah, and I understand it. And
it's not meant to be taken seriously.
No, and I'm not saying it's good or bad. I understand why it, yeah, happens, and this is just, yeah, the next iteration of that.
Sure.
And it's fine. And I get that it's a joke, but I'm not sure everyone else does. And that's what I
guess to me, it would be a joke if it was funny.
Yeah,
it's right. Just like not that funny.
Because there's nothing I love
it's
more than some like
cute
dumb shit.
Yeah, I mean? Yeah. Like the idea of like chocolate chip cookie hair, I'm like, haha, like that's silly. It's, mm-hmm, so silly. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the thing. It's so out there that you're like, oh, of course it's silly. Of course it's,
sure,
not meant to be taken
seriously.
There's
like a connection to make.
Yeah. But because classism is still rife in our society, to make a joke of it is, I'm like, it's a little tone deaf.
Yeah.
It's like it's women, like, are still getting told their natural hair is inappropriate. Exactly. So like for you to say like rich girl hair is this very specific Eurocentric,
yes,
look, is, I'm like, ooh, it's a little too on the nose, uh-huh, her buddy.
Uh-huh. It's like not, yeah, far removed.
Yes. Yeah. It's not far enough removed for it to be a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it's cringe to me. Mm-hmm. But with fragrance, a lot of the fragrances that are name checked as smelling expensive, classy, or rich are like, they're usually actually all the same. Like, okay,
that's,
like I went
that's
through a
thing.
Yeah,
it's like y'all, because okay, fragrance is so subjective. Mm-hmm. All of beauty is subjective, which is great. But you know, we see these TikToks and the fragrances that they whip out. I'm like, y'all, these are just perfumes. Like these are
just
there's
perfumes.
No, there are, yeah, some, you know, repeats that do show up in a lot of them. But I'm just like, these are, I don't know. It's just like, is this what wealth smells like to you? Great. We celebrate that.
Yeah.
Like, find a new idea.
Well, the funny thing is that, like, they're all really accessible to me.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, wait, the whole thing about wealth is that it's inaccessible.
Right.
So, like, when I think of truly wealthy fragrances, I think of the inaccessibly expensive ones, mm-hmm, like Krigler, mm-hmm, Creed, I guess, like Tom Ford to an extent, but he's so mainstream that I'm like, maybe not.
Exactly.
Who else? Parfum de Marly? Yeah. They're quite expensive as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anything that's like $500 or $600 for a bottle, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, nobody needs that.
Well, nobody needs that.
I'll be happy to talk about it, but
yeah,
like, why not?
I mean, like, when it comes to brands like Krigler, because to me, like, they hit all the points of like legacy, historic, family owned, mm-hmm, like it has that like pedigree,
yeah,
of generational wealth. But like, and like, that's not to say the Krigler family themselves is necessarily wealthy. I think they just, their fragrances have proliferated like amongst the wealth,
yeah,
but I don't know, it's like, it's not the type of scent, the quality, and the crowds it travels in. I don't know.
I think
I'm not explaining this well.
No, I think my problem, one of my many, with the whole idea is that it just takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, like, you know, I know that we talk about expensive shit on this show, but we also talk about gas station fragrances, you know, and I feel like we all talk about them with the same level of like respect and,
yeah,
fun, you know,
sure,
sense of humor. I feel like they're all on the same level. Price tag doesn't denote value or worth mm-hmm. on this show. And when we are talking about something insanely expensive, we're pretty good about like acknowledging that and keeping it moving. But yeah, to me, it's like, oh, this is so cheap, but it's so good, or this is so expensive and it sucks, or vice versa. And just, you know, coming to everything like it's the first time and making up your decision using only the senses that God gave you and like nothing else. And I think that's really exciting. You know, Cloud's my favorite fucking fragrance and it's $40 and it's an Ariana Grande fragrance, but I also love like the really expensive stuff. And we get a lot of the expensive shit and a lot of it sucks. And it's just reproductions of the same shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's very boring. A lot of, you know, like these, sorry, Sable, but like these sniff fragrances are D2C and they shouldn't be good. And I really love all three of them that are new. It's like things like that, that really wow me and are sort of like the antithesis of what we've been taught about quality. Because when something is accessible to everyone, then people look down on it because what's the fun in that?
Elitism.
Exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't feel special if everybody can have it.
Yeah. So it's like, what are we doing here? And who is this making feel good? Because it's not me.
Not even, I guess, like, okay, to me, like, aside from like the obvious classism of it all, yeah. To me, I'm just like, it's not even correct.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not even correct.
It was like, y'all are wrong.
No, I'm saying that. I was like, you're just wrong. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, like, here are the ones that are I've seen from all of the TikToks under like the how to smell rich, expensive, classy, etc.
Okay.
The ones that are most name dropped, top of the top, of course, Baccarat Rouge 540, which is a pretty expensive perfume. So like, sure, I guess.
I want to come back to that, but go on.
Okay. Chanel, like any Chanel.
Any Chanel.
Givenchy. L'Interdit, which is a classic, so maybe it was like allegedly Audrey Hepburn's fragrance.
But then like Givenchy, this is all just department store shit, you know?
Yes, exactly. Prada Candy,
which I do not get,
which I don't get. Killian, Love Don't Be Shy,
thank you Rihanna,
which yes is all thanks to Rihanna. Byredo Gypsy Water is like makes it on there sometimes. Victor and Rolf Flower Bomb is a big one.
I do think if we're talking about things that just smell, now I'm contradicting myself, but I do think that Flower Bomb smells expensive, and I just mean that the quality of how it smells, like the way that it smells, not even the scent, but how it wears,
okay,
that smells like a lot of money to me and always has.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it, so I don't know.
Oh, it's good.
Okay.
Kara hates it.
Okay. Oh, and Caroline Herrera Good Girl, it's the high heel shoe bottle. Yeah, so those were like the most seen, the most featured, and again, they're all very accessible fragrances. Like you can buy them at the department store, you might find them on sale at TJ Maxx,
and a bunch of them everyone has.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like, which is great. Uh-huh. But like, if exclusivity equals wealth,
yeah,
to
that's
you,
why I'm like, it's not correct.
Gypsy Water,
no,
is great.
Yeah,
but it's on everyone's yeah. nightstand.
It's on every might as well ITG throw, top shelf.
Yeah, it's might as well throw Santal 33 in there.
Yeah, well, I was actually surprised that there wasn't more Santal 33. I think someone posted like Aesop hand soap, and I was like, okay, you know what? Actually, that is correct. Yeah.
I'm gonna agree with you.
Well,
there.
It's because it's $80 fucking hand soap. Right. So I was like, okay, yes, that does actually track.
At the show last night, I was talking to Kathleen Howe, and she made a really good point about, we were talking about Baccarat Rouge somehow, and about just like why everyone loves it. And I was talking about how on me it smells like different and turned and how I do like the scent quite a bit, but not on me.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, she made a great point about how things that are gourmand, people really like because they're nostalgic and we like sweet things, even though like we don't often let ourselves admit that. And also things that are smoky, she said, she thinks that that makes people think of wealth as well. Mm. And so you pair sweet with smoky and you have like a total banger. And I don't disagree with her. I could see that for sure. I would not have connected smokiness to, you know, what wealth, but I guess I do see that if you want to isolate notes and
cigars?
And think like what, right. Like what,
tobacco.
Shows up in a lot of these smells. Yeah. And I would say
like, not even a lot of them are like very oudy fragrances.
No.
And oud's a super expensive ingredient.
I was
so I'm like,
say,
what about that?
Right. If we do want to think about like notes that do in themselves smell expensive, taking into account or not what we know about like sourcing and cost of goods and shit, oud's definitely that smells expensive to me.
Yeah.
Also, some rose also can smell very expensive to me.
Yes. I do think rose is definitely one of those like because like there's so many types of roses.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always like a rare kind of.
Right.
What is it? Damascus rose.
Damascus rose.
Damascus sure. Or Bulgarian rose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Like it's never just a rose. It's right. Like from a place.
But none of that is in any of those, really. Yeah, no. I guess the smokiness maybe. Is in Baccarat. To miss.
But the funny thing is also point. Is that the notes don't necessarily tell you what the overall resulting smell is.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I could never clock what Baccarat Rouge is from the notes at all.
I will say, and I only figured this out after I had a dish with this ingredient in it, the saffron.
Oh.
Yeah. I discovered a new bougie pasta place in my neighborhood and they had a saffron sauce pasta.
Nice.
Okay. It was like saffron butter or something.
Yeah.
And that's the taste of the saffron. I was like, oh, that's Baccarat Rouge 540.
No way.
Yeah. And then that's when I suddenly was like, that's what that kind of indescribable note is of it. That it's like, it gives it that kind of glassy candy kind of, because it's not spicy for a spice. It's so hard to describe what saffron smells like.
It's funny though, because I know that Baccarat Rouge is not spicy, but in a way that is how it smells to me. Not like spices, mm-hmm. but in the way that like fragrances can smell like effervescent or fizzy or prickly. It does smell
texture.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. It has a spicy texture
yes.
to it.
Yes, yes, yes. Totally. There is like a little bit of a bubbly effervescence to Baccarat Rouge.
This is the last time I'll mention them, I swear to God. But Sniff's bestseller is called Sweet Ash, and I think that name is a banger for
Wait,
one.
I'm sorry, Sweet
Ash.
Okay, okay. I was like, I heard something else.
Please. but they resent it recently, and I sprayed it on, and I don't know why it hit me now instead of the first time, which is like a year ago when mm-hmm. I wore it first, but I was like, oh, this is your answer to Baccarat Rouge and mm-hmm. Cloud. I'll let it hang out because it is different than Cloud and Baccarat, but it is definitely inspired by those two things. But when we're talking about something smelling spicy texture wise, that as well is like mm-hmm. very smoky, very sweet, but like will really get in your nostrils and like it's almost like sneezy. I don't know. So I guess like the saffron of it all there.
Yeah.
As well.
I mean, and saffron is an incredibly expensive ingredient. Mm-hmm. So okay. I still don't know why that particular fragrance popped off, but yeah. No one knows.
But I guess also if we were talking about, or if this trend was about how to smell expensive, mm-hmm. then was tied to like a Bulgarian rose note or like a really expensive
yeah,
oil.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, like.
Well, like, I remember.
They're just bottles of fragrance. Like,
yeah. It's just designer drug department store perfume. Part mm-hmm. of me is like, the rule is if you can buy a rollerball version of it, it's not expensive. If it comes in a rollerball at any point, it's not wealthy. I'm sorry.
Surprise samples class us now. That is fair though.
My problematic view. I was gonna say though, I remember when oud started becoming like a noteworthy note in fragrance, mm-hmm. it was like 2015, I think. And there was a new fragrance oil by Helena Christensen, and she like teamed up with some kind of indie fragrance brand, and she released a fragrance oil called Dead of Night.
Mm.
And it was like pretty much all oud, like very, very oudy. And I guess like in her jet setting modeling days would just like get these oud perfume oils and just like tap it on her pulse points or whatever in her scalp. And then like everyone would be like, oh my God, you smell amazing. Mm-hmm. And part of me is like, is it just because you're Helena Christensen that everyone just like wants to smell you? But like,
probably.
Yeah, it's like it's the fact that you're Helena Christensen that makes people think you smell amazing. You could smell like shit. It wouldn't matter.
Right.
But so she like bottled this perfume. Could you please?
I know, honestly.
Okay, get to the emergency.
A cab. Oh, that's probably a fire truck. There's probably not cops.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Boo, fire. Anyway. So the PR sent me a bottle. The bottle was the size of a matchbox. I'm not kidding you. It was $600. And at first, I thought it was a sample. I thought it was a sample at first. And she was like, no, that's the full size.
The full?
Yeah. It was
$600. Wait. So the full size was tiny and $600.
Yeah. Yeesh. It was like a perfume. Okay. Perfume oil is always more right. expensive because it's the concentrate. But right. I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
And I did like, I still have it. Like, I can't let it go because it's $600. And it was one of my first experiences smelling oud. And I mean, like, she's right. It is very mysterious, very alluring, all that jazz. I don't know if I necessarily feel like it's a me send, but it just like got me thinking. I'm like, so rich equals stinky, you say? Like,
People go crazy for words just across the board.
It's just like the animalic quality to it, I think. Yeah. And then when I started thinking, I'm like, of things in general that are wealthy, like, okay, like my experience with wealth is just like working in wealth adjacent fields. It's sure. Like I used to be a caterer at a country club, so I can, it's just me observing wealthy people. And then I used to be a shop girl at a luxury home, like this Italian luxury home goods store. Mm-hmm. So rich people would come in and shop all the time. Like right. A dinner plate was fucking $100. Right. Like you get a literal silver spoon for your new babies there. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like I spent a lot of time observing rich people.
Yeah.
From a position of servitude. But rich people don't smell like anything. That's what I've noticed, is that if they have a scent or a fragrance, it's like very, very subtle. Like it's, if anything, it's just like a musk. Like you would hate it. Like
yeah,
it's the smell of fucking air, basically. Yeah. And it reminded me, the Olsen twins recently, via The Row, their fashion line, released 2 fragrance oils.
Wait, what?
Yes. I remember reading about this like a month or two ago. They shuttered the Nirvana fragrances. Why?
Mistake.
I don't know. They're
people
incredible. Yeah,
love like those.
Why? I don't know. They were so good.
So good.
Yeah. And The Row released these 2 they do everything in, like, it makes sense for them also because they're sisters and twins. But I also think people like the whole dualities thing.
Yeah.
And the fragrance oils are $500
Shut
each.
The fuck up.
I don't remember the amount you get, but it's a fucking it's probably not a lot because it's a perfume oil. And the way it was described, I was like, I can tell already that these don't really smell like anything that strong. Like it's going to be a very subtle textural warmth, maybe a little spicy, a little musky, a little irisy, maybe
totally.
A little bit of patchouli because Mary Kate's like the earthy type, but like I could already tell that. I was like, yeah. And then rich people, I was like, they just don't smell that much.
If we could have Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen on this show, would you do it?
Fuck yes, I would do
it. The way I would scream.
The way I saw every single straight to VHS film that they were in.
Same.
Yeah. My entire adolescence was a fantasy of like, I thought I would just be jet setting all over Europe all the time with a sister I don't have yet, but still, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Falling in love with local boys.
When I was in college, my dad gave me money to buy books. And instead of buying my textbooks, I bought Influence.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The coffee table book by Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. And I said, I'm going to learn more from this than I will in my studies.
I need a copy of that.
I have it.
I need a copy of that. And I need another copy of Kevin Aucoin About Face.
Oh, yeah. I have that too.
Yeah. I had it when I was a kid. I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
Bring it over.
Yeah. But that was like very life changing for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That book changes everyone's life.
It does. It's like the one beauty book that like everyone connects with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's funny is like, I don't remember any of the fucking text. It was all the photos.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a book to be read.
No. You just look. A exactly. book to look. A lookbook. Where are we going? What does it mean to actually smell rich?
I know it's subjective and I know it comes down to you know, the wild west of TikTok and social media.
Yeah.
But you have this wrapper of how to smell rich, and then it's just like whatever.
It could be anything.
Anything.
It could be anything.
And so it's like, just a little, you know, loose for me.
Yeah.
And
it's just like, is this the aspiration? Is wealth the aspiration?
That's what I mean. Of like of all the things we could be going for in front of God and everyone.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. It's like, is that still cool?
Again, it's like, I can't tell how seriously it's being taken.
What would you rather smell like than rich?
Good.
But now we said it.
Yeah. Just smell good. I mean, I know, again, good is subjective. There's many types of good, but like addictive. No.
I just want to smell hot.
I want to smell hot.
Please.
For sure. Sometimes I also think the concept of addiction is overused in fragrance.
Yeah.
They always say things have like an addictive quality, like an addictive scent. And part of me is like, in this opioid crisis.
Yeah, right. I think
the opioid crisis of it all.
I hope that we're, I hope that we're beginning to be a little bit more careful with our language.
We have more words.
A lot more words.
Like, is it an SEO thing? Like, I guess it, when something becomes overused to the point where it loses meaning. There's a term for that, satiation something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's like when you overuse a word so much it loses meaning. Use a different word. Mm-hmm. Change the words. Try something else. Like, if nothing else, like, don't sound like everybody else. So yeah, that's why I'm like, rich. Although now that I think about it, it's not the perfume brand saying we smell, this is how you smell rich.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Right.
Do they do that?
They don't.
Okay.
I mean, not yet.
Yeah. It's like, not that I've seen, but.
So this whole idea started when an editor may or may not have tried to assign a piece about how to smell rich to Sable other than myself.
Yeah.
And it sort of rubbed us both the wrong way. Yeah. And I know that, like, I know it's not that deep. I realize that, but I was.
I know. It was just meant to be like a little cute roundup.
Right. And for SEO.
For SEO, of course.
But I know these things go live and then disappear into the ether. And
I just don't want my name attached to it.
I just don't want my name attached to it. And we both could have gone back and been like, okay, I'll do it, but let's pivot the name, or let's do this or that. But it's also like, that's not our jobs.
That's not our jobs. And I also don't think that was the point of the assignment.
I think it was.
I think they wanted the assignment to be how to smell rich.
I think it was the headline piece. You know?
Yes. So, I would be more curious to do a piece that was like examining what and why we think certain scents smell wealthy.
And maybe that's what it was. I think when it was pitched to me, it had sort of turned into that, but I was still like, but not under this umbrella. Like, I think it's our job as like writers and editors to like
question,
examine
the culture,
how we are shaping the culture.
Exactly.
You know? Yes. And I, that's just not what I wanted to do.
How do we reach these kids?
Nor do I want it out there for anyone to read. You know what I mean?
That's, yeah, you're right. Because what gets printed, people do take seriously, which is why misinformation is such a thing. And to me, this is like misinformation.
Yeah. And I know, listen, I realize we're not fucking crime fighting or whatever, but like, I realize like, kin people are dying, but, I was just like, okay, it can live on TikTok because like that's a personal choice to create that
content.
But it's like when we start running it on X publication,
then you're validating it.
Then it's on Wax. So then we're giving it space. Then it's like, oh, this is.
It's becoming more than a trend. It's becoming.
Right. I don't know. So we are here just to say, knock that shit off.
There's no.
You can smell however you want.
Thing is smelling rich.
There are many cooler ways to smell than rich. Also, money smells like balls. So. As we've said early on in this podcast, money smells like dick.
You would know.
So,
wait, I didn't mean to say that. I just meant because you were a bartender and you're dealing cash a lot.
That's what we meant. I guess both ways it can be taken are true. But yes, we meant because I dealt with cash chips for 10 years.
We don't slut shame on this podcast.
No, I do. No, that was not slut shaming.
We slut celebrate.
That was factual.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
sorry.
I love money and I love dick.
Yeah.
There are many cooler ways to smell than rich. There are many more interesting ways to smell than rich. And rich
shouldn't be the aspiration of beauty.
No.
Period. I mean, this is going to keep going on, of course. I think people do enjoy it. And like, don't take it seriously.
Exactly. I mean, like, at the
also,
end of the
smell
day,
smell different smells.
We know it started off as a joke, but like, these things do have a way of spiraling out of control. So
yeah,
I don't know. Just like when you see something enough times, it does start to like, you know, dig into your brain. So
yeah,
don't do that.
Also, like, I don't know. I guess the fact that A, the title, and B, it's the same kind of 10 cents. I'm like, something, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. What is the pattern? Why are these scents the scents that people think is the expensive, classy scent? Because that's to say, like, so then what smells poor? Like, that's what I was wondering. I was like, okay, so then what smells poor? What smells unclassy? Mm-hmm. Like, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess if it was even like an angle, like how to smell rich for under $15, like I still wouldn't like that, but at least again, there's like a finish line there.
Yeah, yeah. There's a framework happening. I don't know. We will never tell you how to smell rich because we don't know.
We don't know. But we will tell you how to smell good.
You know what? Maybe we should have an episode where we just smell people and ask them how much money they make, and then we just catalog it.
It's like that. Have you seen that series where a guy like works as a valet or something, and these people with insanely expensive cars drive up, and he's like, "Hey, what do you do?"
Oh yeah,
and they just like say their jobs and drive away. We should do that.
Wait,
but, like,
I want to see that.
I know. I'll send it to you.
We should do that. Hey, what are you wearing? Or what do you smell like?
Yeah.
I feel like when you ask people, what are you wearing? They immediately think clothes, right. Like design. It's like such a red carpet question.
What are you wearing?
Like if we should do a red carpet, we would just ask everybody what they're wearing, but it's like as a scent.
Do you think that people wear fragrances on the red carpet?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Huh. Glam, baby.
True. True.
How to smell glam. Oh, fuck. Hold on. It's my UPS guy.
It's just you and me again, listener. Sable's got a UPS guy here. I hope for the both of our sakes, he's hot. Oh, is it the one that loves you? Ugh. Flop.
He always says UPS the same way. That's my guy.
He says it hornily.
He always goes, UPS. Emphasis on the U.
Shit. Oh, it's tomorrow.
Okay, I was like, what?
I am going to forget my father's birthday because I always think it's one day later than it actually is.
Oh, my God.
But it has not happened yet.
It's the 20th?
Yes.
Okay, 220.
My mom just sent me a look at your dad's birthday cake. God bless that woman. Oh. This is her way of saying, don't forget your dad's birthday, bitch.
Don't fucking forget.
Well, instead of trying to smell rich, you can leave us 5 stars.
Yes. We love to be rich in stars.
On Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. You can follow me. I'm at Tynan Buck.
I am at Sable Tooth Tigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.